See, they would not teach God's word, and the people would not listen. Now, because of this, generations grew up not knowing the word and the power of God. All that we've talked about, all of those blessings that we just read about the Word of God, wouldn't take place.
We'd like to say thanks for joining us for the weekly Beechwood Christian Church podcast with Senior Minister Mark Black.
Today's scripture text is Hosea chapter 4, verses 1 through 9. Hear the word of the Lord, you Israelites, because the Lord has a charge to bring against you who live in the land. There is no faithfulness, no love, no acknowledgement of God in the land. There is only cursing, lying, and murder, stealing, and adultery. They break all bounds, and bloodshed follows bloodshed. Because of this, the land mourns, and all who live in it waste away. The beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea are dying. But let no man bring a charge. Let no man accuse another. For your people are like those who bring charges against a priest. You stumble day and night, and the prophets stumble with you. So I will destroy your mother. My people are destroyed from lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I have also rejected you as my priests. Because you have ignored the law of your God, I also will ignore your children. The more the priests increase, the more they sinned against me. They exchanged their glory for something disgraceful. They fed on the sins of my people and relished their wickedness. And it'll be like people, like priests, I will punish both of them for their ways and repay them for their deeds.
Amen. Thank you, Ed. Well, you know, I was thinking today that sometimes people do stupid things. Have you ever noticed that? Have you ever noticed that sometimes people do stupid things? Now, I know, and sometimes it gets pretty frustrating that people do stupid things. You know? Now, when I was young, I wasn't allowed to say stupid. So I would say dumb. And Mom would say, no, I don't want you to say dumb either. Say foolish. Well, any way you say it, it was dumb. And sometimes people do those foolish things. In fact, I have found out why women live longer than men. Yeah. Probably. Now, I don't know if that's OSHA-approved. Bill, I was thinking of you the whole time I was doing this. And I'm thinking, wow, that is really something. I don't know if I would do that. Now, or how about this? This is really thinking. This is thinking, you know. Three men on a plank while one's on the other end. You see? Now, that took some ingenuity. And you better hope that the guy on the end isn't the heaviest, okay? Now, or this, you know, they're being safe, they're holding the ladder on boxes. If you can't see that, they've got the ladder on boxes and they are holding it. And I kind of like this particular sign. It says, you can't fix stupid even with duct tape. Because I fix everything with duct tape. Yep, that's great. In fact, someone tried to fix some things with duct tape. I guess that's the way to carry things on your car. You duct tape it. Okay? Or, I like this one. You hold it, now pound it from up here. No way would I hold that thing. No way. Or, I like this particular sign. It says, drink coffee, do stupid things faster, with more energy, okay? And if you camp and you don't sing, here's something you can do around the campfire. Yeah, I would not suggest this. If you're a young person, don't you do that. That thing can explode, okay? Or I've always wanted a fire hat. Haven't you? I don't think like that, okay? Or how about how to lose your teeth in 3, 2, 1? Can you see the cat? Okay. Or, you know, once your hedge gets way too high, how do you trim it? Like this. And Bill, I was thinking of you with this next one, because if you don't have a mask and you're sanding things, and you can always wrap your face in cellophane. Yeah, don't do that either, okay? You know, some people need to put a sign on their head that says this: out of order. And I really think that even a puppy knows more than people do at times. Yeah. And I looked at these images and I thought, do they not know? I mean, do they not understand? Have they not been taught? And sometimes I realize that people just sometimes ignore instruction, right? You know, we used to say, oh boy, I taught my kids differently. I really did. You know, sometimes they may have ignored instruction. And this is the case with Israel. God had raised up this nation. He taught them all about Him. He demonstrated through various miracles that He did. He taught them His loving ways. He trained them. But somewhere along the line, the people chose a different path. And they no longer chose to learn the ways of God. The real important thing that we understand is that, number one, Israel was led astray by a lack of knowledge. No matter how you look at it, they chose not to take knowledge. And that's interesting, because you can be led astray from a lack of knowledge. The lack of the Word of God in our hearts. Look at Hosea 4:4-6. Now let no man contend or rebuke another, for your people are like those who contend with the priest. Therefore you shall stumble in the day. The prophet also shall stumble with you in the night, and I will destroy your mother. Now, mother is a term for the nation. Okay, and it's important we understand that. Because the spiritual leadership was stumbling, the people were stumbling, the prophets were stumbling, he says, I'm going to destroy your mother, the nation. He said, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I also will reject you from being priest for me, because you have forgotten the law of your God. I will also forget your children. Wow. The people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. It wasn't as though they had them. You know, in my office, if you were to go into my office, you could see two bookshelves full of Bibles. I love Bibles, and I like to read a different version. And so I've got many, many different versions that I read through throughout the year. And it's interesting, you can have all of those and still be destroyed for a lack of knowledge, because you're not learning. That's interesting. You see, no one was teaching the Word of God. No one was teaching the Word of God. They were not teaching it. No one was following it. And God, time and time again, tried to impress upon them the importance of the Word of God. Now, today we've had the Gideons. The Word of God is important. We're going to see why here in a little bit. Here's some important scriptures that teach about the Word. Let's look at Hebrews 5, 12 through 14. It says, for though, let's read it together. This is important. We need to read it and get it from here to here. Okay, so let's go. Hebrews 5, 12 through 14. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God. And you have come to need meat, milk, not solid food. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But solid food brings to those who are full age. That is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. You know what that's saying? Is we need to grow in the Word of God. We need to find the Word of God and realize that we can grow spiritually. And when we do that, when we put it to use, and that's the important part, it's not just a bunch of, I know the answers. It's a matter of putting it to use. Then we can exercise to discern good and evil. You know, Adam and Eve did the same thing. They knew, don't eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But what did they do? They didn't put that to use. They took and they ate of it. Now, another one, Ephesians 6, 17. Let's read this together. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. You see, that's our weapon. God's Word helps us fight off Satan. That's exactly what Jesus did when Satan tempted him. He quoted the Word of God. And the Word of God does that, so we need to be in the Word. Now, 1 John 2:5. Let's read it. But whoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in him. You hear what the Word of God did? Makes you lovely. And it makes you love. Amen. Boy. Now, I don't know about you, but I want that. I want to be a loving person. And I want to take that Word of God and help me love. Now, how about, listen to this. Let's read this. John 12:48. He who rejects me and does not receive my words has that which judges him. The word that I have spoken will judge him in that last day. You want to know how you're going to be judged? Here it is. It's God's word. And when I know God's word, I have nothing to fear. When I know it, put it to use. Wow. Or let's take a look at this one. This one's interesting. Romans 10:17. Let's read that. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You want to increase your faith? How many want to increase your faith? I do. You know, I want my faith to grow and grow. And that's going to come through hearing the Word of God and taking it and putting it to use. You know, I want those things. People, that's why it's so really important that we continue in our reading of the Scriptures daily. And someone had said to me, our reading plan, the 2 days off doesn't happen during the weekend. And, well, that's okay. You just keep reading, and you take your 2 days when it comes to the weekend on Saturday and Sunday. Just switch it. You can do that, right? So you just keep your reading going, and then on the weekend, on Saturday and Sunday, if you want a break. By the way, it's not really a break because it says reflection. And that means to meditate upon the Word of God. Now, okay, now there's John 15:3. Let's read that. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Wow. In a day of germs and flu and everything. No. I want to be clean inside. And God's word will do that for you. You want that, don't you? Yes. To be clean. The word of God will do that. 1 Peter 1:23. Having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, finish it with me, through the word of God which lives and abides forever. Wow. That makes us, the word of God transforms us. Wow. How about John 17:17? Jesus said this, sanctify them by your word. Truth, I'm sorry. Your word is truth. You want to know truth? How many want to know truth? I want to know truth. I listen to the news and I go, I don't know truth. I can't figure this out. Well, you know what? God's word will always teach you what is truth, and then you can discern. Truth sanctifies you, sets you apart. Now that means you're going to be different than the world, and you're going to have different values than the world has, but it sets you apart. I want that. How about Hebrews 4:12? Let's read this. For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Wow. Wow. The word of God is living. This isn't an old dead book. This isn't a history book. It may have history in it, but that history brings you to life because you see God moving among the people. And you can see God moving among your lives too. Isn't that great? We can rejoice in that today. We're gathered together to rejoice, and that's something we can rejoice in today. How about Psalm 119, verses 105? That's a familiar one. It says, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. God's word helps us see. Helps us see where we're going. Now, in fact, I would challenge you to read all of Psalm 119. Now, that is the largest chapter in the Bible. But it's all about the Word of God. In fact, it's an acrostic of the Hebrew alphabet. You know, A through Z, or Alpha through Omega if you're doing Greek. Okay? But through the Hebrew, it'll go all the way from the beginning to the end. And each section is an acrostic about that. Now, that's beautiful. Well, that leads me to the second part, because, you know, we know what the Word of God does. We know what the Word of God can do in our life, and what the Word of God could have done to the Israelites if they had just listened and obeyed and put it to use. Secondly, the priests, who were the religious leaders, followed the sins of the people. You know what that means? That means that the religious leaders said, you know what, we better not preach too heavy on this or that. Let's make it light. Let's do what they want to hear. And we'll just follow whatever they say. And that's where the spiritual leadership had come. And so the priests, who were the religious leaders, followed the sins of the people. Well, there's consequences for that. And look at Hosea 4:8-9. This is what Hosea said. It says, they eat up the sin of my people. They set their heart on their iniquity. Iniquity is sin. And it shall be like people, like priests. So I will punish them for their ways and reward them for their deeds. And you think, oh, reward? It's not a good reward, let me tell you. It may be a reward, but it's not a good reward. You see, there was no difference between the priests and the people and how they were living. And brothers and sisters, when there's no difference between the church and out there, the world, something's wrong with the church. We need to allow God's word to work in us. Now, you see, they would not teach God's word, and the people would not listen. Now, because of this, generations grew up not knowing the word and the power of God. All that we've talked about, all of those blessings that we just read about the word of God, wouldn't take place. They were not set apart from the evil sins of the world. They didn't know the truth. They had no power of God in their life to live that godly life. There wasn't that born-again experience, and they couldn't discern righteousness or good and evil. They lost their way, and love was not there. In fact, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Oh my. It was their own doing. And it can be our own doing. They were no longer convicted of wrong, and the priest just wanted to say whatever the people wanted to hear. And they didn't want to be told when they were wrong. Well, you know what? It's Paul who knew that it's going to be that way in the end times. And so he wrote to the young preacher, and he's trying to encourage this preacher to preach the word of God regardless, to always be true to the word of God. And he turns to this young preacher by the name of Timothy, and he writes this in 2 Timothy 4, 3 through 5. He says, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine." Doctrine is teaching. "But according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to fables. But you be watchful in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, and fulfill your ministry." And that we must do. Preacher's got to be faithful to the word. People got to be faithful to the word. Nations must be faithful to the word. We know better. You know, it's going to come that time when taxes are due. You know, it gets near that tax time and all that paperwork. And I look to my wife and I go, na-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Because I hate that time. I don't like finances and all that stuff. And I just, da-da-da-da. But you know what? As many times as I go, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, tax time comes. Yep, it comes. And the price will be paid whether I want to go da-da-da-da or not. Well, let me tell you something. And this is my third point. Sin destroys. You know, sometimes it's just the natural consequence. God doesn't have to punish. Sin will do the punishing. It's the natural consequence. God doesn't always have to punish the sinner in this life. It's the consequence of sin. And that's what Hosea was talking about in Hosea 4:14 when he said, "I will not punish your daughters when they commit harlotry." Remember that in the book of Hosea there was Gomer, the unfaithful wife who became a prostitute to Baal. And Hosea was told to marry her. Remember that? And remember the children? There were three children born, and they were all from her harlotry. Wow. But listen to what he says. "I will not punish your daughters when they commit harlotry, nor your brides when they commit adultery. For the men themselves go apart with harlots and offer sacrifices with a ritual harlot. Therefore, people who do not understand will be trampled." God's saying, I don't have to punish them. The natural sin consequence of sin will trample them, destroy them. Well, Hosea tried to get that across by marrying a prostitute of Baal. It represented Israel being unfaithful to God. And they will come to ruin. Remember the writer of Amazing Grace? I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. God wants to heal you of sin. He wants to make your path go smoother. That doesn't mean bad things happen to good people. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying when you go that path with the Lord, it's a whole lot better than trying to go it alone. You know, you can stand around with the fingers in your ears and sing, but it's a coming. It's a coming. God's paid the price for you. Isn't that good? I mean, tax day's coming and he paid it. Now, don't take that literal, okay? But he has taken it spiritually for us. He shed his blood for you. He's died for you. God has done everything he can to say, I love you. I love you. But he won't force you. And that's part of love. You can't keep playing with sin and not be affected by evil. If I play in the mud, you see, when I was a kid, I used to think I could play in the mud and go home. Everything's all right. Well, guess what? When I got home, I had mud all over me. And everything was not all right. You can't play in the mud. You're going to get mud on you. Coming to Jesus, the Word who became flesh, will cleanse you. Do not stray. Johnny Erickson Tata was a quadriplegic. That means that she could not use her arms, could not use her legs. How many of you have ever heard of her? Okay, some of you haven't. And she was an inspiration. She was swimming and dove and it broke her neck. And all of a sudden, she couldn't do those things that she loved. But it was a time in her life where she had to examine things. And after her accident, she wrote this quote. By the way, she could paint with her mouth. Just a paintbrush there. And paint. She sang. She wrote songs. She went and spoke about Jesus. She said this, deny your weakness and you will never realize God's strength in you. You see, God wants to fill that hole. Just like Swiss cheese, he wants to fill it. And we need to give him our all. Because let me tell you what's happening. If you only give God part of you, the part that you keep for yourself is going to keep straying away. That's why God wants all. All of you. Will you give him your life?
Beechwood Christian Church is located at 12950 Easton Street Northeast in Alliance, Ohio. You can find more information about our church on the website at www.beechwoodchristian.org. That's www.beechwood, like the tree, Christian, that's all one word, .org, where you can also subscribe to our podcast and learn how our humble congregation is serving the Lord in Northeast Ohio. If you would like a copy of this message or the whole series on CD, you can find the instructions on the website or email us at sermon@beechwoodchristian.org. Again, we thank you for listening and pray God's blessing on you and your family.